Chico met Chica a little over a month ago. I started bringing him up here from Thomas's house. He's had that kitten living at his home for almost 3 months since he bought his home down the street. And we knew he was going to Berlin and that I would be watching him for the duration of the trip. So we wanted the two cats, the cat and kitten, to get to know each other. So I would bring him up the hill for a few hours at a time. And then one night before he left, he did spend the night here outside with Chica. And he left a few days ago, and they've both slept in the house maybe twice. And today, their bowls of food were right beside each other as they were eating, so that's really good progress. And they still chase each other around, and I think that's natural for cats and kittens and cats. They are still getting to know each other, of course. And it's nice that they can exist in the same space and eat calmly. That's a major improvement. Chica is almost motherly to Chico. They're about a year apart. And I'm looking forward to when they can nap with each other, next to each other. One of them is getting into something right now. I can hear them. So I will have to check up on that in a bit. I like that Chica has a friend and that Chico has a friend, that they have each other. Chico purrs all the time. Like, as soon as he comes close to you, even when he's just in the same room as you sometimes, he just purrs like a little motor. Chica has wanted a little more of my affection lately. But she mainly really enjoys being outside. And Chico mainly enjoys being inside, but he will follow Chica outside. It's really sweet watching them get to know each other. They give each other little kisses on the nose. Chico is still pretty small, and he kind of almost stalks up to Chica, looking for her around the corner, and they're pretty playful. Cats are really fun to watch. Dogs are too. But this situation of them getting to know each other, it's new to me. It's really beautiful, the process. Thank you.